Hi, this is Dr. Sani Yasiai, and I'll be taking progress notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is June 21st, 2023. First one is history and physical on Brent, B-R-E-N-T, last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 11-1-1958. This is 64-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He fell and had left shoulder and neck of humerus fracture, and he was sent here for rehabilitation. His pain is controlled with medications. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. He fell outside. Past medical history is significant for old stroke with left hemiparesis, and he is using left foot AFO, history of hypertension, history of alcohol dependence, and cirrhosis of liver. Family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, no drinking at this time, no drug abuse, and he lives in supportive living facility, allergies, non-medications, aspirate as list, review of systems, aspirate to present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, sphalic, pupils are equiactive to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, left arm is in sling, CNS, left-sided weakness is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, status post fall leading to left humerus fracture, comma, history of old stroke with left-sided weakness, comma, hypertension, comma, history of alcohol dependence and cirrhosis of the liver. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then was transferred here because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing his old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, prescribed pain medications and DVT prophylaxis. Physical therapy is seeing him. He will be seeing the orthopedist for follow-up as outpatient. We'll continue to watch him closely. Next history and physical is on Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N. Last name is Caudell, C-A-U-D-E-L-L. In brackets, date of birth, 12-5-1931. This is 91-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. At this time, she feels tired. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes, history of anemia, thrombocytopenia, and dementia. Family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, aspirate test list, review of systems, aspirate to your present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, sphalic, pupils are equiactive to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute gastroenteritis with colitis, comma, anemia, comma, history of hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Alzheimer's dementia, and ulcerative colitis. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was admitted and then subsequently transferred to rehab facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was reviewing, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her diarrhea is much better now. Her appetite is still not very good. She has DVT prophylaxis. Physical therapy is seeing her. Her blood pressure and diabetes is stable. Next, history and physical is on Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Last name is Bittner, B-I-T-T-N-E-R. In brackets, date of birth, 11-7-1963. This is 59-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hypothyroidism, hydrocephalus, history of falling, family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no drinking, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic normal, cephalic pupils are equiractal light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, hydrocephalus, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of falls, comma, pacemaker, plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then subsequently was transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing the patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. His blood pressure is stable. He is unsteady. Physical therapy is seeing him. His pain is better controlled with the medications. He does have DVT prophylaxis. His blood sugars were 150 this morning. Next, history and physical is on Ma, M-A. Last name is Manan, M-A-N-N-A-N. In brackets, date of birth, 1-26-1944. This is a 79-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself and he is on IV antibiotics. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, generalized weakness with history of falls. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic normal, cephalic pupils are equiractal light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Acute UTI with pyelonephritis, comma, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and was transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself and he is on IV antibiotics. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was used reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, will continue with IV antibiotics. His blood pressure and diabetes is stable with medications. And hopefully he will get stronger soon to go home. Next history and physical is on John, J-O-H-N. Last name is Richlock, R-Y-C-H-L-O-C-K. In brackets, date of birth, 3/11/1966. This is 57-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills, but he is complaining of a lot of pain in the abdomen from his recent surgeries. Past medical history is significant for diverticulitis with perforation, and since then he had four surgeries, including needing colon resection and colostomy. Now he is on TPN. He is eating much better now. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension. History of recent diverticulitis with perforation, needing surgery and colostomy. History of anxiety and depression. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse now, but he used to drink quite a bit in the past. He has been on disability for the last 10 years or so when he had stroke. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per STO present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is arithmetic, normal, spheric pupils are equilateral, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Colostomy is in place. Extremities, no pedal edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Diverticulitis, needing colostomy and colon resection. Hypertension, generalized anxiety, depression, anemia, hypertension, and history of old stroke. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then needed to be transferred to skilled nursing facility because he is on TPN and not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing team and arranging follow-ups with his surgeons. Patient is on TPN. He is starting to eat much better, and hopefully TPN can be discontinued in the next couple of days. Physical therapy is seeing him. He is requiring a lot of pain medications and advised him to cut it down because he has been requiring and needing a lot of pain medications almost every 4 to 6 hours for the last few months. And we discussed about some addiction issues as well. He is on DVT prophylaxis. Next history and physical is on Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E. Last name is Silverne, S-Y-L-V-E-R-N-E. In brackets, date of birth, 4/11/1931. This is 92-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and UTI and had right tibial fracture. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's dementia with mood disorder, hypertension, history of asthma, anemia, old diverticulosis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives in assisted living facility, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per STO present illness, physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is arithmetic, normal, spheric pupils are equilateral, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. UTI, comma, fall, comma, Alzheimer's dementia with mood disorder, comma, hypertension, comma, anemia, plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then subsequently transferred to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on antibiotics. She has behavior issues. She is not eating much. She has DVT prophylaxis. Physical therapy will see her. She most likely will need to be in a nursing facility as compared to assisted living facility because of her behavior and advanced dementia. Next history and physical is on Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, last name is Selke, S-E-L-K-E, in brackets, date of birth, 8-7-1956. Terry has been readmitted to the hospital, readmitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He is feeling much better. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. He was admitted to the hospital for anemia with hemocult positive. He needed blood transfusion. He had full GI workup, including unremarkable EGD and colonoscopy. He had capsule endoscopy done, and the results of which will be available in the next 2 weeks or so. Now he's doing much better. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis, atrial fibrillation. Family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per a test list, review of systems as per a still present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiactive light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute anemia of chronic disease and GI bleed, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, mood disorder, comma, osteoarthritis. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then was transferred to skilled nursing facility because he is not able to take care of himself. Please refer to the details as history of present illness. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing, comma, GI, and rehab team. He is on proton pump inhibitors. He is on iron, and his Plavix has been restarted. We'll follow up on capsule endoscopy results. He has follow-up appointment with GI in the next couple of weeks as well. Some of his unnecessary medications have been discontinued because of his behavior improvement and possible avoiding the side effect of the medications. And if needed, they can be restarted in future if his behavior warrants. Next is progress note on Venera, V-E-N-E-R-A, last name is Corsello, C-O-R-S-E-L-L-O, in brackets, date of birth, 1-20-1930, SM, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, plan, same. Patient continues to require more of Ativan. His psychiatrist was contacted who had adjusted her medications. She will be transferred to assisted living facility in the next few days. Next one is Lily, LLIE, last name is Stone, STONE, in brackets, date of birth 11/9/1936, same, ROS, same, O, same, assessment plan, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, anxiety, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, patient is doing much better with rehabilitation. He is expected to be moved to a different facility in the next few days. Next one is Wallace, WALLACE, last name Yount, YOUNT, in brackets, date of birth 2/16/1929, same, ROS, same, O, same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, dyspepsia, comma, recent UTI, plan, same, patient's repeat UA is unremarkable after the antibiotics have been finished, his blood pressure is stable, he will be transferred to assisted living facility in the next few days. Next one is Frederick, Frederic, last name is Holtgren, Holtgren, in brackets, date of birth 1/26/1929, same, ROS, same, O, same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, old stroke, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, edema, comma, chronic kidney disease, plan, same. Patient has been maxed out with rehabilitation. No more improvement is expected because he is not able to get better with more intensive rehabilitation. All the resources have been exhausted on the part of rehab team. Nursing will be talking to patient's son about further plan of care and custodial care of patient needing to be in a nursing facility because son can't take care of him at home because he is total care. Next one is Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, last name is Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, in brackets, date of birth 3/9/1940, same, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, recent C. diff colitis, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, depression, plan, same, patient is doing much better, his diarrhea is improved, he is eating well, and he is slowly getting stronger. Next one is Parmjit, P-A-R-M-J-I-T, last name is Bandel, B-H-A-N-D-H-E-L, in brackets, date of birth, 6/18/1937, same, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, prostate cancer, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, recent right hip fracture, status post ORIF, plan, same, patient, doesn't have much appetite. His family have elected not to continue with chemotherapy medication for his prostate cancer because of possible side effects and not helping him. They are thinking of palliative care, encouraged patient to eat more and continue with rehabilitation. Patient's family is helping him to bring Indian food as well. Next one is Veena, V-E-E-N-A, last name is Anand, A-N-A-N-D, in brackets, date of birth, 4/16/1940, same, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, old stroke with right-sided weakness, comma, dyspepsia, comma, generalized weakness, plan, same, patient is starting to eat more, she is getting better with rehabilitation, she probably will be discharged in the next few days. Next one is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, last name is Just, J-U-S-T, in brackets, date of birth 10/2/1950, same, ROS, same, O, same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, recent abdominal surgery for diverticulitis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, morbid obesity, comma, hypokalemia. Plan, same. Patient was supplemented with potassium. Her labs have been ordered for next week. She has finished IV antibiotics. IV vancomycin was discontinued because she got rash all over her body. Her white count was elevated. She doesn't have diarrhea anymore. Infectious disease was contacted. We'll follow up on the labs next week. And she is seeing a surgeon for follow-up as well. Next one is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name is Bocardo, B-O-C-A-R-D-O, in brackets, date of birth, 7-9-1942, SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, recent colon resection surgery for diverticulitis, comma, generalized weakness. Plan, same patient is doing much better. Her staples can come out. She has follow-up appointment with the surgeon tomorrow, and the family is thinking of possible further placement because of her behavior. Next one is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, last name is Paul, P-A-U-L, in brackets, date of birth, 5-18-1950. SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, alcoholic liver disease with cirrhosis, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, morbid obesity. Plan, same, patient is doing much better. She is asking for more water, but that is not good for her edema and ascites. She is slowly getting better with rehabilitation, and she is using walker. Next one is discharge, next one is progress note on Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 12-3-1948, same, ROSM, OSM, assessment and plan. Dyspepsia, comma, metastatic lung cancer, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan same. Patient is not doing well. She is expected to pass away very soon. She is comfortable upon family's wishes. End of dictation, is Dr. Saini, S-A-I-N-I.